This is Donald Stahl. I'm Senior Vice President of Institution Services Business Consulting at LPL. And with me today, I have Peg Gaston, Investment Planning and Services Manager at ESL Investment Services based in Rochester, New York. Welcome, Peg.
Thank you, Donald. It's nice to be here.
Thanks for being here with us. I'm excited today to have a chance to talk to you about the ways that you can deliver value through technology and some of the work that our team does in business consulting with our institution and advisor partners around the utilization of technology and how we can drive efficiency through technology. And I know you've been one of the great advocates within your program around driving efficiency and effectiveness through technology. Do you want to talk to us a little bit today about some of the goals that you were trying to solve for and some of the opportunities you were trying to surface by delivering through technology?
Sure. First, I'll freely admit I'm not the best at technology. So it really came to us analyzing our current program, taking a look at where we could create efficiencies. And I think our biggest efficiency that we were looking to solve for was really the paperwork and processing issues. And also, because our team is scattered throughout, that we wanted to be able to understand what everybody was doing. So we had the opportunity to look at LPL's technology that was available to us and quickly realize that it could help our business both in growth and also retention. Both, of course, areas that we wanted to make sure that we were capitalizing on, because we are in a market that I feel we have tremendous opportunity. So when we were looking at to solve for that organic growth and retention, both for our existing client base and also for our prospects, we quickly realized with data that was provided to us from our business growth consultant that the size of our advisor books was reaching a point where we had to really put in some technology fixes to even help manage our current business. And the first thing that we looked at was segmentation. And segmentation, again, was provided to us, modeling was provided through our growth consultant, which we then had that data that we could break down into the advisor's book. We created a model and then for segmenting the clients, and then also a service model that went with the segmentation. And in order to manage all of that, we used a lot of technology from offered through LPL, including Redtail. We adopted Redtail early on when we knew it was going to be integrated with ClientWorks, and we wanted to be first on the street. So we took the pain and brought Redtail in and waited patiently for it to be integrated, and now we're so happy that we went through that because it allows everybody on our team to take a look and each client, doesn't matter what branch they go into, doesn't matter if they call in. So Redtail's really helped with the service aspect from our client base.
So Peg, you had mentioned the rollout of Redtail, and I think that was only one of the technologies that you worked on with our team to roll out. Did you want to talk to us about a couple of the other technologies that you implemented as part of this process?
Sure. We took a look at Wealth Vision. Seriously, because we have a full-time planner who is very busy, and we needed to have something in the hands of the advisors that they could use while they're meeting with clients, and the Wealth Vision Lite version that they're using is very friendly. It does allow for minimal data input to get some output for a planning goal-based scenario for the clients. And we were happy to have that out. We just implemented that towards the end of last year, and we already have done over 150 plans through the Wealth Vision. So again, it's a great tool. We just had a great success story as a result of that tool, where we were able to capture a $1.5 million deal by utilizing Wealth Vision, even though we were in a competitive situation with four other brokers. So we're happy for that. We still have a ways to go, I think, for 100% usage, but we're well on the way.
And Peg, one of the things that we hear as a business consulting team most often that's a barrier to introducing new technologies is getting advisors and staff within institutions and practices to adopt the new technology and to adapt to the change. Can you talk to us a little bit about what you face there and how you maybe work through it?
Yep. We had some resistance, and I started this out by saying I'm not the best at technology, but I also know how much it can help. So I would say that we did nothing special other than provide the education and training, both available at LPL and also with our, I have a business development officer that helps me do some trainings. Our planner did some trainings. We actually had some peer-to-peer trainings, and we did one-on-one. So all that was available, if somebody was struggling, we were able to help them, give them trainings. Like I said, ClientWorks training through LPL had 4 or 5 different sessions that were available. So just showing the value of using our technology. Same thing with Redtail, making sure you put the notes in there, making sure that you capitalize on that. Wealth Vision was, you had to have your hands on it. So one-on-one was a lot that was required for that. But we really, though, while time constraints, once they really learn the systems, I mean, we're 100% on ClientWorks opening for accounts. We're over 80% on e-signature now. We really are trying to utilize and go paperless with all the tools that LPL has.
And with utilizing those tools, how did you benchmark yourself to others, and what success and maybe gains in efficiency have you seen so far?
So the tools that we've been using that I've talked about, particularly the segmentation, has allowed us to focus on the right clients, being able to retain the clients that we want to. It also helped me develop a junior advisor program, and as a result of that, our revenue for the last 2 years has been in double digits growth. So we're happy about that. We're happy about the direction. We're now heading where between 50 to 60% of new assets are coming in as advisory assets, which is great for an institution. So I think all of the tools that are in play that have helped us move that needle pretty tremendously, pretty fast.
Peg, congratulations on those outcomes. It seems like you really utilize technology to drive some efficiency and to drive increased growth. On behalf of LPL, we thank you and ESL for your partnership, and we wish you continued success and growth. And thank you to our listeners for tuning in.
Thank you, Donald.